First of all, I want to offer condolences to Josie, TJ, all the Ocampos. I see some Ocampos are here, and perhaps others are joining us online. This mass is for Toti, and also for all of you. Toti died on Good Friday, in the middle of the terrible lockdown due to the pandemic. Those of you who are here for the Advent liturgy probably expected me to read the gospel chosen for Friday of the second week of Advent, which is Jesus' comparison of the people of his time with the spoiled children playing in the street, the children who are demanding a dance or a mourning according to the music that they play. I suppose we could make some kind of lesson from that, take some lesson from that gospel and apply it at a funeral mass like this. But when I was reading it, I said, what do these spoiled children have to do with our mourning the passing of our brother, or what does it have to do with this funeral mass? So I said, I'll choose another optional reading. And what came to my mind right away is a reading from Good Friday, since Toti died on Good Friday. I said, well, let's take a passage from Good Friday. And the one that came to mind was this one I just read from Luke's Gospel, where we hear about the two criminals who are crucified with Jesus. One of them who demands to be saved from the crucifixion, and the other one who makes the beautiful request, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Naturally, the reading of Good Friday brings us back to Good Friday this year and hearing the news about Toti's passing. I actually saw him during Holy Week. I didn't know Toti very well, I have to admit. He seemed to be kind of shy. I don't know if he was a quiet person. He wasn't, he didn't try to make himself too, he wouldn't put himself in the center of anyone's attention. But anyway, I did know him, and I met him several times. In fact, I anointed him. The last two times I saw him was in order to anoint him. One time was in Perpetual. I don't know when that was, about a year ago. It's around Christmas time, I think. Toti had some kind of a hit weekend, that maybe had gone unconscious or something. They rushed him to the emergency room. Someone called me. I don't remember the details, but I went to the emergency room and he was recovering. The doctors were trying to figure out what was wrong with him. And he, in the meantime, had kind of recovered whatever it was. I anointed him anyway. And he was happy to be anointed. He's happy to recover. I think he was a little confused why he was even there in the emergency room. Anyway, that was one time I saw him, but the last time I saw him was in Holy Week. Of course, his illness was getting very severe by that time. In fact, Lent was really a Lent for Toti. He was at home, but he was failing. And I heard the news that he wasn't able to eat anymore. And because of the lockdown, nobody could go visit him. Nobody could. He couldn't get anywhere. It was really horrible. And so I said, well, this man, he's nearing death. He should receive the sacraments. But no one was allowed to do anything, including priests. We were told not to do any ministry. Everyone's supposed to live in fear of the virus. Well, I knew that he didn't have COVID because he was dying of cancer, not COVID. Anyway, at least there was some common sense. Josie spoke to the guard, and the guard let me into the neighborhood there so that I could at least get to him, for him to receive the sacraments, anointing of the sick, confession. He wasn't able to eat, I remember. He couldn't receive Holy Communion, but he was blessed. And he was happy to receive the sacraments. He was very peaceful. I had the impression he was very accepting. Maybe your family remembers better, but he, even though he was very weak, and he was nearing death, he was not agitated or afraid, or he seemed to be very accepting. And then that was Tuesday of Holy Week, and then he died on Good Friday. which is a beautiful day to be called home. On Good Friday is when Jesus died. On Good Friday is when death died. On Good Friday is when all of us died. When we're baptized into Jesus' death so that we can rise with him. So Good Friday, a day on which death is exposed for what it really is, becomes also an opening of a new possibility. The two criminals who were crucified with Jesus represent two different approaches to death, or two different ways of dealing with this contradiction of death. The first one, sometimes we call him the bad thief, he turns to Jesus and demands that Jesus save them, meaning get them off the cross, get them out of this painful, horrible experience of death, save them. Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. Actually, this attitude is not that different from the spoiled brats in the street, the gospel that I didn't read, and some of you might have read in preparation for today's Mass. Those children in the streets, or the people that Jesus says are like children, are demanding that things be the way they want. Do what I want. Save me the way I want. Take away pain, take away death, take away everything that I don't like, and do things the way I like. And if you don't do what I want, well then you're of no use to me. That's the attitude of the bad thief. If you can't save me from this, well then what good are you? That's not acceptance, of course. That's self-will. That's petulance. That's selfishness. And that's not the way to deal with death. Jesus does come to save us. When the man says, save us, Jesus could have said, well, what do you think I am doing? I am saving you. I'm not saving myself, I'm giving myself, and that gift of myself is for you. That's what Jesus was doing on the cross. The other thief, the good thief, takes a completely different view of what's going on. He also wants Jesus to save them. Both of the thieves want to be saved. One wants to be saved and preserved in this life, saved from the temporal punishments, saved from the disagreeable experiences of life. Well, we all want to be saved from that, but we don't cling to that. The good thief says, yes, save me. Remember me when you enter into your kingdom. He even says, the good thief says to the bad thief, what are you talking about? We're the ones who deserve this. He's the one. This one in the middle is not guilty. We're just getting what we deserve. He's taking on what he doesn't deserve for us. This is a beautiful insight into death. This good thief realizes he doesn't even want to stay where he is. He wants to pass through this and get to the other side. He's looking not backward, let me go back to my earthly life. He's looking forward. Let me get to your kingdom. I think that's what Toti was doing when I saw him on Tuesday of Holy Week. He wasn't looking back. He wasn't even asking to be set free. He was like saying, let's go. Let's go forward. I don't know if he said, Jesus, remember me. He probably did. I don't know if he was saying anything. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. But he did die on Good Friday. So it's a beautiful day to recall that desire of the heart. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then most important of all, Jesus' response to that cry of the heart. Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. Today, Good Friday. Everybody else is thinking how terrible it is. You will see how beautiful it is. Everyone else is mourning. You will be rejoicing. It's a beautiful thing to reflect on. And it helps us understand when we're saying goodbye to a loved one who has died, we're saying, go to paradise. Don't stay here. Don't linger in the valley of tears. Enter into the kingdom. That's our prayer. Enter into the kingdom. In fact, we can even be a little bit envious of those who have gone ahead of us, because they enter into the kingdom, they enter into paradise. We're the ones who are left in this pandemic. Maybe we're not locked down like we were in April, but we're still dealing with the contradictions and many other sufferings. Well, we turn to the Lord. We turn to the Lord and we say, Lord Jesus, remember us when you enter into your kingdom. Even this season of Advent, which is a season of preparation, is a season of longing for Jesus to come. It's preparation for the coming of the kingdom. It's a looking forward. This Advent is a forward-looking season. A lot of people would say, what does Advent have to do with Good Friday? Well, everything. When we're preparing for Jesus to come, or we're praying for him to come and save us. How does he save us? By offering his life for us. He's not ushering in an earthly kingdom, an earthly paradise. He's leading us into a heavenly kingdom. So today, on the birthday of Toti, Arturo is really his name, on the birthday of Toti, we reflect not only on his birthday 68 years ago, but we reflect on his birthday into eternal life, his death day, which was a good day, a good Friday. And we pray for him. We pray that Toti enter fully into glory. We pray in thanksgiving for the mercy of God. We pray for strong faith for all the loved ones. And that all of us will learn to be prepared for the coming of the Lord.